and, paying off the cabman, he thrust his hands into his tattered pockets and, whistling blithely if a bit raucously through his stained teeth, he strode off down the narrow way as though he did not have a care in the world. But he was doing the finest job of acting of his short career, even though, for all he really knew, he might not have any audience at all. For inwardly he was strung to highest tension. His sense of perception, sharply alert, was covering the full hemisphere around and above him. His mind was triggered to jerk any muscle of his body into instantaneous action. Meanwhile, in a heavily guarded room, there sat a man-like being humanoid to 8 places. For 2 hours he had been sitting at his spy-ray plate, studying with ever-growing uneasiness the human being so suddenly and so surprisingly numerously having business at the patrol's base. For minutes he had been studying minutely a man in a ground cab, and his uneasiness reached panic heights.
"It is the lensman," he burst out. "It's got to be. Lens or no lens, who else would have the cold nerve to go back there when he knows he's let the cat completely out of the bag?" "Well, get him then," advised his companion. "All set, ain't you?" "But it can't be," the chief went on, reversing himself in mid-flight. "A lensman has got to have a lens, and a lens can't be invisible. And this fellow has not now, and never has had, a mind-ray machine. He hasn't got anything. And besides, the lensman we're after wouldn't be sticking around. He disappears." "Well, drop him and chase somebody else then," the lieutenant advised unfeelingly. "But there's nobody nearly enough like him," snarled the chief in desperation. He was torn by doubt and indecision. This whole situation was a mess. It didn't add up right from any possible angle. "It's got to be him. It can't be anybody else. I've checked and rechecked him. It is him, not a double. He thinks he's safe enough. He can't know about us, can't even suspect. Besides, his only good double, Fordyce, and he's not good enough to stand the inspection I just gave him, hasn't appeared anywhere. Probably inside base yet. Maybe this is a better double. Perhaps this is the real lensman, pretending he isn't. Or maybe the real lensman is slipping out. Well, you're watching the man in the cab," the junior suggested helpfully. "Shut up!" the superior yelled. He started to reach for a switch, but paused, hand in air. "Go ahead. That's it. Call district and toss it into their laps if it's too hot for you to handle. I think myself whoever did this job is a warm number. Plenty warm. And get my ears burned off with that your report is neither complete nor conclusive of his," the chief sneered. "And get reduced for incompetence besides. No. We've got to do it ourselves and do it right, but that man there isn't the lensman. He can't be.